This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders tried to gain some advantage over their rivals during Tuesday night's debate broadcast on CNN. Each one, including former Congressman John Delaney, tried to convince voters they are the party's best hope to defeat Donald Trump when he seeks re-election next year.
I mean, we need big ideas, but they have to be workable. I always think you got to be able to answer three questions to the American people. Is it a workable idea? How do you pay for it? And how are you going to get it done? I have big ideas for all the important issues, whether it be infrastructure, public education, creating jobs, dealing with climate change, fixing health care. And all my plans are workable. I tell people I'm going to pay for them, and I tell people exactly how I'm going to get them done.
On Wednesday, former Vice President Joe Biden, currently the frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination, and national surveys of Democrats and some independents will be at center stage. President Trump says he thinks the United States will do well in trade negotiations with China, now underway in Shanghai. The president said that China is suffering more from the current trade war than the U.S. is.
China, I think we'll do very well with China. We're already doing very well with China. China's had the worst year they've had in 27 years, and we're having the best year we've ever had.
Earlier, Trump warned China against playing a waiting game to see if he wins re-election, tweeting that any deal worked out after the election could be worse than the one being offered now. Officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo have confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in the city of Goma. More than 2,500 cases of Ebola have been reported since the outbreak began last August. Of them, nearly more than half of those individuals have died of the virus. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Immigration rights advocates are accusing the Trump administration of still separating hundreds of children from their families, despite a judge's order against that. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
More than 900 children have been separated from their families since last June, with about two-thirds of the cases being for alleged criminal conduct. But according to the American Civil Liberties Union, six of the cases involved marijuana possession. Eight were for forgery or fraud, and one case involved property damage of just $5. In June of 2018, a federal judge in California ordered that the government stop splitting up families, except in extreme cases like a child's safety at risk. The Justice Department had no immediate comment, but an ACLU attorney filing a 200-page report says it's shocking the Trump administration is still separating families. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The National Defense University, an institution funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, published a journal article suggesting Washington should share its nuclear tactical missiles with Japan and South Korea to deter North Korea's growing nuclear threat to East Asia and the United States. The article's release on July 25th coincided with North Korea's launch of two short-range missiles. Then early Wednesday, local time, South Korea's military said that North Korea launched multiple unidentified projectiles. Now, the article suggests American nuclear sharing with Japan and South Korea could be undertaken in a manner similar to an agreement the U.S. signed with the five NATO member states. Currently, the U.S. shares approximately 180 tactical nuclear weapons, such as B-61 nuclear bombs, with Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey. The UN humanitarian chief is urging the Security Council to take action to end the carnage in Syria's Idlib province, the last opposition-held stronghold, warning that continued violence could create the worst humanitarian disaster of the 21st century. Mark Locock seemed to scold council members for not taking action.
You, in this Security Council, have ignored all the previous pleas you have heard. You know what is happening, and you have done nothing for 90 days as the carnage continues in front of your eyes.
The Security Council is deeply divided, with Russia backing the Syrian government and Western nations supporting the opposition. That has prevented the UN's most powerful body from taking any significant action. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1. the voice of America. VOA.